now, Cardiff Council have announced plans to bring in a public space protection order against dog owners using marked pitches. So this basically means that dog walkers could face an on-the-spot fine of up to £100 if dogs are spotted on marked sports pitches, as well as in children's play park areas and school grounds. So essentially, you couldn't bring them in there. But what do you think? Is that something that we should bring in here? We know of the dangers of the likes of dog dirt. Not all dog owners are responsible. So should we have exclusion zones? 030 30 80 55 55. Is it time to tackle the irresponsible dog owners out there? What do you think? On the line we have Liz Kennedy and Heidi McAlpin. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
What do you reckon, Liz? Is this something that you would support?
Oh, I absolutely would, Vinny, because I couldn't believe it, actually, that people wanted to let their dogs run on sports pitches. And I went out to take a walk yesterday just to see what the situation was like. And I have to say, I came back with poo in my shoes. And, you know, sports people, I mean, you're talking about the dangers of the dog dirt. And quite often the sports people are falling on pitches and maybe breaking the skin. And, you know, it's just the notion of that happening on sports pitches is just kind of anathema to me, really.
Is it unfair, though, on responsible dog owners to do this? If you want to take your dog for a walk and it would be through somewhere that you would usually bring them, where you're kind of telling them, see, because some people can't be bothered or think it's okay just to leave it there, we're going to punish you as well.
Well, I'm afraid that's the case. That's the way of the world, really, that because people can't... I mean, most people are responsible, don't get me wrong. It's just great the way people have taken that on. They carry their little bags, they do all of that. But there are those who aren't. And interestingly, Belfast City Council already has a line about dogs should not be allowed to stray in public spaces, including parks, and that you can receive a fine for letting your dog stray. Now, stray is quite an ambiguous word, obviously, but stray would mean kind of dog being off the lead and running about on those spaces.
I've got dogs. I've talked about them many times on the radio, and I don't like picking it up. Nobody likes picking it up. You've got the wee plastic bag and it's warm, and I think that's what freaks people out.
And it makes you wretch.
It is. But then you get people that think it's okay to do things like scooping it up and hanging it off things on the bag in hedges, off trees.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Heidi McAlpin, what do you think?
Well, I think that the points that have been made are all valid, but the problem, I think, with what Cardiff Council is imposing is that they're basically giving dogs ASBOs before they've done anything wrong. And as we all agree, responsible dog owners who are in the majority these days do pick up after them. And these dogs and their owners are going to get punished and fined before they have done anything. That is the problem. Keep on targeting people who do not pick up after their dogs. Don't let everyone be punished because of the actions of the few. What are we going to do next? You know, not allow dogs to walk down the street with you, because that's a public space where children walk on a daily basis, and you can walk into a rogue poo because somebody hasn't picked up after the dog. I mean, we're going to keep dogs indoors now and just let them roam between, you know, 3 p.m. and 5 p.m.
But you know
PM
yourself, Heidi,
the lean times.
But the problem's not the dogs. You know
it's
that.
Keeping them under control.
Yeah. The problem is not the dogs, Heidi McAlpin, it is actually the people. Liz, you think this is a control issue?
I think it's a control issue because you don't really see dogs running around the streets anymore. You used to see dogs. It was horrendous, you know, that dogs ran everywhere. And now you rarely see, it's like a small child. You rarely see a small child out without its owner. You rarely see a dog out without its owner. You know, that's, we have more control. But, you know, I just think that people cannot be trusted. If they're irresponsible with their pets, they can't be trusted. And if this makes it easier for the rest of us not to have the disgusting thing of coming in or with your child who's walked in some because they're not walking, they're not keeping their eyes open in a park, you know, on grass, on a park, for example, it's horrible.
I think that, you know, in Belfast, particularly, I know about Belfast, this is where I live, and I do have a dog, that dogs are not allowed in play parks and they're not allowed in the school grounds, and I respect that, and that is absolutely fair enough, because a lot of children would be freaked out if a dog went near them. So I do respect that, but whenever you're in shared spaces like the Cumber Greenway and the Collinswater Greenway, the dog is allowed off the lead on the Cumber Greenway. It's one of the few opportunities that you can let your dog go for a big old run
okay.
and get tired out.
Well, maybe they should be stopped there too, in case they poo there. there and nobody picks it up.
Marcus, but then you should also pick it up.
Okay.
This is the thing. I mean, where does it end? Are you going to say that you're not allowed to use your mobile phone when you drive? Which is absolutely...
We have to leave it there.
Yes, but what do you do? And nobody's allowed to drive because they might have a mobile phone on them.
Heidi McAlpin, thank you very much. And Liz Kennedy, thank you very much as well.